From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. and Afghan forces are running into heavy resistance from the Taliban in Marja, Afghanistan. There have been reports of civilian casualties, which has been a major point of tension between Kabul and Washington. Now, as NATO continues its appeal for members to keep troops in Afghanistan longer, the fate of 1,600 Dutch forces in the region has been thrown into limbo because, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the Dutch coalition government has collapsed.
After a near all-night cabinet meeting, Dutch Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende today announced that the Labour Party, the second-largest member of his coalition, was quitting in a fight over Afghanistan. An early election is now expected. NATO had asked the Dutch government to extend its mission in Afghanistan beyond August. Prime Minister Balkenende supported the idea, but the Labour Party insisted the government stick to its strict timetable for an August withdrawal. The Dutch mission in Afghanistan remains deeply unpopular at home. The political crisis means the Netherlands' 1,600 troops are likely to come home this summer. That would be a blow to NATO, which has struggled to get additional troop commitments after the U.S. agreed to send some 30,000 reinforcements. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
The White House is remembering Alexander Haig as a warrior diplomat for his decorated career in the military and as a former Secretary of State. Haig died this morning in Baltimore from complications of a staph infection he acquired before being admitted to the hospital. Carl Bernstein, one of the Washington Post reporters who broke the story on the Watergate scandal, praises Haig's actions as then White House Chief of Staff.
When it came time to make sure that Nixon left office without any further damage to the nation, that was Haig at his best.
Alexander Haig was 85 years old. In the latest results out of the Olympic Games in Vancouver, Lindsey Vonn has her second medal, a bronze in the Super-G. Vonn was edged out for the silver by Tina Mazej of Slovenia, a surprise medalist in the event. From Whistler, British Columbia, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The Super-G was super fast, with 15 skiers skidding off the course or crashing. Some were tripped up by flat light hiding difficult bumps. Others failed to negotiate tight turns. None was seriously hurt. Lindsey Vonn complained about the course in an NPR interview Friday, but she managed what the course announcer called a near-perfect run. Still, it wasn't enough to beat gold medalist Andrea Fischbacher of Austria and Slovenian Tina Maza, who finished 39th in the Super-G at the last Olympics. Maza wasn't considered a medal contender, let alone a favorite. Fischbacher's gold medal is only the second alpine medal for Austria at the Vancouver Games. Historically, Austrian skiers have been dominant, winning nearly twice as many medals as any other country. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
This is NPR News. Today, the nation of Georgia is mourning the death of an Olympic icon. Thousands of people turned out in the hometown of Nodar Kumaritashvili today, many of them weeping. The luge competitor died more than a week ago in an accident during training, just hours before the Vancouver Games were to officially open. Starting Monday, guns will be legal in most of the national parks and wildlife refuges in the U.S. It's the result of a law heavily backed by the National Rifle Association. From Phoenix, Mark Moran has details.
The new law will allow gun owners with a permit to carry firearms in places such as the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Rocky Mountain National Park, and the Great Smoky Mountains, all places known for their serene beauty. Critics of the law argue that it could lead to more violence in those areas and fought hard against its passage. But not long after the Obama administration took office, the National Rifle Association started a full-fledged effort to pass the law before gun laws were tightened under Mr. Obama. The group had a Supreme Court ruling as ammunition. The High Court ruled in 2008 a handgun ban in Washington unconstitutional and that registered owners had a right to carry a gun for self-defense. The law only applies in states that permit handguns and more than 30 national parks span more than one state. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The death toll is rising in the aftermath of a violent storm on the Portuguese island of Madeira. At least 32 people are dead, dozens more injured after torrential rains triggered floods and mudslides. It's uncertain if tourists were among the victims. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.